The Garden Report is powered by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report. After one of my favorite games of the year, we just broke it down with Noah Dalzell, Kevin Kennard stepping in to talk about this Hawks team that could be a potential first-round opponent for the Celtics here, as they were a year ago. Tonight reminded me of that series, Kevin. The offensive rebounding of Atlanta, them able to match the Celtics' three-point rate, and them just making it hard on Boston with the big bodies, Clint Capella, all the wings able to go at Jason Tatum, make it difficult on him in the second half. And then just an incredible DeJounte Murray game. So they have the guards that can create, like Trae Young in that game, four or five with the big shot down the stretch. So despite it being a difficult season, especially with the injuries for Atlanta, it looks like they're peaking a little bit at the right time.
Yeah, they've definitely found some chemistry here in the second part of the season. Early in the season, they were playing a lot of over-helping kind of defense. They were doing a lot of big up to the level of the screen, and they were having trouble kind of covering their back on the back end. And they've kind of sorted that thing out now. It took a while for them, I think, to really get used to Quinn Snyder's system. Obviously, Boston saw a lot of Atlanta last year, but that really wasn't a Quinn Snyder team. I don't really think they were doing his things yet in that series. And then with the start of this season, there was a learning curve for them to get caught up. And, I think that they've gotten caught up a little bit, especially on the defensive end.
It's going to be interesting, too, because they've found something the last week or two here with Trae Young out, Jalen Johnson missing some time here as well, Onyeka Okongwu part of that front court. This has always been the thing with the Hawks. They have so many good players, but some at overlapping positions, multiple ball handlers at that guard position. So you have those DeJounte Murray runs, you have your Trae Young runs. So it's great to get those players, maybe the two best players on the team back in Young and Johnson. But they'll have to figure things out a little bit down the stretch just in terms of reintegrating those guys, figuring out who they're going to go to there. How do you think that's going to play out, especially with the playoffs so close?
I think the integration will be fine. They really need to bolster their depth. They've had trouble with forward depth all season long. Like, they just don't have a lot of forwards. They basically have three: Jalen Johnson, DeAndre Hunter, and Sadiq Bey. Bey's out for the season with a torn ACL. Mm-hmm. So they really have two quality forwards at this point. And, they're getting a lot out of, you saw Beat Krejci doing a lot of things this week, and Wes Matthews is kind of sort of resurrected out of nowhere.
Garrison Matthews,
he should be a guard, but he ends up playing forward a lot because they just don't have any forwards. So when they get players back, I think they'll be fine. And what they really need to do is get players back, because there's no way that DeJounte and Bogdan Bogdanovic, who's also played great, can keep up this kind of load where they're playing 40 minutes a game. It's just too much. But they have no other options at this point.
And what's helpful, too, to some degree, probably, I know you're playing out the schedule, you're going one game at a time here, but it does effectively look like it's going to be Bulls, Hawks in that 9-10 playing game. So you can probably, if you're the Hawks, look ahead at the Bulls a little bit, start prepping for that game in a couple weeks here. That's almost inevitable at this point, but it's tough playing from 10. Going on the road to Chicago, probably, then playing a Miami or Philadelphia odds on in the 7-8 game, whoever loses that one. So a similar position to last year. It's going to be a little bit of an uphill battle getting into that game, but they won that 7-8 game last year. They lose both games in Boston to start that series, and then they make it tough going 6 there. So I still have a level of respect for this team. It's just tough to tell which Hawks you're going to get on any given night for that team. And the Celtics went through this a couple of years ago, where you win one great game, then you lose one, and that's just how these 500 teams effectively roll.
I mean, it's kind of a dubious title to have, but maybe the Hawks are the best play-in team in NBA history. Like, they've just been marvelous in playoff games. Trae had a game a couple years ago against Cleveland that was just mind-blowing, kind of like DeJounte tonight, where it was Trae and a bunch of, deep bench guys, and just made it work. And so, they've grown accustomed to that kind of environment fairly often. And like you said, 9-10 seems fairly inevitable at this point. It's got to be Chicago, Atlanta. The only real question at this point, and I think it's what Atlanta's playing for, is to try to get the home court and get the 9 so that the Chicago has to come here.
Could we see Trae Young in that game? Does it feel like he's building up toward being available at least in that one, even if he doesn't come back in the regular season at this point?
I don't think we know. I mean, all the information has been sort of vague or deliberately vague. Like the report a few days ago was just that he's going to begin exercises with the injured finger soon. So that just kind of leaves it open or closed. I think it could go either way, and we don't really know, but it's definitely a possibility.
Yeah, and some questions going into the offseason with him. It'll be interesting to see if he does come back at all this year, how that leads into some of those questions in the offseason. Last one I got for you, the Celtics team. See them a couple times this week. I know injured in the first game and resting. This is pretty much the whole product here in this game, the starting five that's been so good all year. They played for the first time in 3 weeks tonight. What was your impression of them, seeing them up close here? And what have you thought of them all year with some of the incredible, you know, net rating and offensive rating and just things they've accomplished?
Yeah, Boston's an incredible team. Like, they're just – when they roll that starting five lineup, you know, I thought tonight, for example, was a much better game because Jrue Holiday and Derek White were in. And so this was just a super high-quality game compared to Monday. And when they roll out that starting five, there's just no weaknesses. Like, Porzingis can have that open 25-footer from the top of the key whenever he wants, because there's just no way for teams to find and rejigger things so that they can get that covered. So they can just do so many things offensively. They're just a super impressive team. The one thing that I saw tonight that makes you just wonder a little bit was, the late-game situation where it was just DeJounte pulling Porzingis off of a switch time and a time again, and the Hawks just rolling with that, the Celtics rolling with it, and it would came out in the Hawks' favor again and again and again without a whole lot of changes. And I just wonder how that's going to look going forward.
And the Celtics took Porzingis out on that final possession. You get Holiday on Murray there, and he still gets a shot. I mean, what was it, 45 shots for Murray tonight
on a bad back? There were probably millions of people watching by the end of the game, but the few that were watching at the beginning, I think if you watch DeJounte's first seven shots, I think maybe five of them didn't hit rim. Like, they would just kind of hit backboard and came off, and I think he was sort of feeling that back early on. He was questionable with a lower back strain, and it looked like it took him a while to get warmed up, but when he did, obviously, he had it going.
You love to get a game like this time of year. It can be some sloppy basketball. Monday was a pretty good example of that, the 30-point swing. The Hawks get two huge wins, along with one over the Blazers in between, so they're pushing for that 9 seed. They could be a first-round opponent here for the Celtics. Love to have a guy like Kevin Kennard by our side here, give him some insight. Check him out, Hawks.com. And your Twitter?
KL Chouinard.
All right, check him out there. Appreciate the time, Kevin, and we'll talk to you again maybe in a couple weeks.
Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.